Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And it is Thursday and we have our non-scale wins and we have our Dear DST and we're just going to be a fun episode. So let's...
Before we start, I have a would you rather.
Oh, okay. Surprise would you rather. I don't know the answer to this one.
Yeah, surprise would you rather, okay, that I was thinking about last night.
Shock the world.
Kind of inspired by like the wedding we were at yesterday.
Okay.
And the food that was served there. Okay. Would you rather for the rest of your life only be able to eat kids' menu items or only be able to eat raw foods? Like, but it could be delicious raw foods, like raw food chef, chic raw foods.
Chic raw foods.
It could be chic.
That's my answer.
It's not necessarily always going to be chic. Oh, ew, you chose chic, like, raw
what?
Foods.
Like what? Well, you just told me that's the stipulation for the raw.
It wouldn't be only chic.
What's
it
would a non-chic?
Be, but you would be able to.
What's a non-chic raw food?
Like, it wouldn't all be gastronomical. Like, some
like
of it
what?
Would be just like. Like, it wouldn't all be omakase, but you could have omakase.
But what is an example of a food that is raw, that is safe to eat, that's not chic?
Just baby carrots. Like, you know.
Sorry, I'm choking. It's so funny.
Baby. Like an apple.
Yeah,
like you
yeah.
have to
okay,
eat just like
my
plain
answer,
fruits and vegetables.
My answer is chic raw foods.
Okay. No, just raw
oh,
foods.
Sorry. My answer is raw foods.
Okay. Everybody else on Twitter disagrees with you and they all want the, I posed this question on Twitter this morning and they all want the kids
Did
menu.
You say chic or?
I didn't answer it. I just posed
Did
the question.
Did you write chic raw foods or just raw
no,
foods?
No, I
see,
just
the
wrote
thing
raw
is,
foods, but.
It's like people see raw foods as like not great, but like.
But obviously there are chic raw foods in this world.
I love, that's my favorite kind. Like I love
okay,
sushi.
This,
I love oysters. Right. I love like beef tartare. I love.
So I should have explained that in this would you rather, all the foods are being made by a personal chef.
Okay.
Even the kids' foods. The kids' foods
okay.
and the raw
yeah,
foods.
Yeah, no. I get.
You're not going for the kids'
no,
foods?
No, I feel very like heavy after I eat like a big kids' meal.
Right. I'll be honest. I probably would go for the raw foods as well. But no one really on Twitter agrees.
Tells you a lot about Twitter. I think I just.
I have very lovely followers
what
on
is,
Twitter.
Do you mean like a standard kids menu? Like mac and cheese, mashed
foods.
Potatoes, chicken nuggets? Or like could you have a kid's salad?
You could have a kid's salad.
Okay, well,
a Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah. So
a kid's Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm still sticking to the chic or non-chic raw foods.
Okay, so yeah, that's the game.
If you're listening, answer the question in the DST Facebook group, or you know, Sydney will post it. Right, Sydney, she'll post it
really,
on Instagram.
Just keep in mind, you are never if you choose the chic raw foods. Sorry,
yeah,
chic or not.
What am I never eating again?
French fries and chicken tenders.
I'm fine.
Okay, just saying.
I don't love French it. Fries. Like, I don't love it.
I love
it.
Chicken tenders.
Okay, like, that means I'll never eat chicken again, right? That's fine. I'm all fucking over chicken.
No, you can never have chicken.
I can still have meat because I can eat it. I love raw meat.
Yeah, you could have raw beef.
But, like, not, like, skirt steak that's, like, rare.
Nope, no skirt steak. No rare skirt steak, no. It but can't be cooked.
I love fit. I love sushi, like sashimi. That's just my okay. jam jams.
You can never have pasta.
I'll eat it raw. I'll be chewing on like rigatoni hard.
At that point, it's just like a salad topping.
No, that's disgusting.
Like you crack it up. And put no, it but on think your about all the
delicious
crunch.
Raw foods you could eat, like nuts, mozzarella cheese, buffalo mozzarella with some tomatoes and balsamic glaze. Think about like
right.
how good.
Well, I don't know. Can you have balsamic glaze that is reduced? It's not
it's
raw.
It's chill. It's fine. I checked. And
you could maybe have balsamic vinegar.
You could have tuna poke with avocado. Mm, I'm getting hungry. Okay. Let's.
Can't have any rice.
Oh, fuck. Rice is my favorite food.
Okay. But I'm that's not what giving makes it, it up. So challenging. Would you rather?
Yeah. Okay. So, but you have to make sacrifices in would you rather. So that's my sacrifice is the rice.
That's the point. Yeah.
All right, let's do some non-scale wins. Now it is time for non-scale wins of the week presented by Nivea Nourishing Body Wash. Nivea believes that when you have beautifully nourished skin that feels amazingly soft and looks healthy, you'll be able to make the most out of your day and live your best life. All right, should we do a listener non-scale win first and then we'll go into ours?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to read it?
Okay. Hi, ladies. My roommate told me about your podcast and I can't stop listening. This is your cue, everyone, to tell your roommates about our podcast. ASAP. As someone who has struggled with body image and disordered eating, it is helpful to hear stories from others going through the same thing. I wanted to share a non-scale win. In anticipation of post-COVID summer, I ordered 3 bikinis online. Today, they came in the mail, and so commenced the humbling experience of trying them on. They technically fit, but I couldn't help but pick apart things in my body that didn't look right. My thighs, my back, my stomach, etc. This spiraled into a Google search of how to lose 10 pounds in a week. I am happy to report that instead of reading the article that popped up, I recognized that I was entering an unhealthy spiral and closed all of my tabs. This body got me through a pandemic and is ready for summer just the way it is. Thanks for all that you do. XOXO Bikini Betch.
I love that.
Lovely. Perfect. Lovely. Amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I feel stunning. Like it's so...
What's the Lady Gaga meme?
Out of this world. I forget what she says. Yeah. I love that. That's outstanding. That is my favorite meme of all time. Yeah, I love this because she's not judging herself for doing the Googling. She's celebrating herself for closing the tabs. You know, right. Like that's the shift, which I love that. That's
important to celebrate yourself.
It's important. Yeah. I mean, in general, like we all have, I think the point is that we all have like these feelings of like, oh my God, like what diet am I going to do? How am I going to lose 10 pounds? Like, oh, my arm's too big, like, all this stuff. And then like, as long as you can center yourself back to where you were feeling before your like just day-to-day values, I think that that's an awesome place to be and definitely something to celebrate.
It is. It's amazing. What is your non-scale win?
My non-scale win is sort of small, not a big deal, but yesterday I like really didn't feel like spooning ice cream into a cup just to see like, oh, this is how much I'm feeling, you know, like how I usually do. And instead I decided to eat it from the thing, the Ben and Jerry's. I got half baked, not fish food like usual.
Tastes better out of it.
But I was eating it with a fork, like a plastic fork. I was just like, you know, I packed everything, you know, moving tomorrow. And I gotta say I ate and I stopped. Like it was just, I ate a little bit and I stopped. It was very, I don't know what the word is. It was just very like no drama. Like there's zero right. drama around it. There was no guilt. There was satisfaction.
That's what normal people must feel like.
It felt very normal. I have to say that's what, that's why there's no words for it. It just felt very normal. And then I just put it away. And that was it. And I stopped thinking about it. And then that night I was watching a movie with Rusty and I was just feeling like, oh, it's time to brush my teeth. And usually or other times I felt like, oh, I kind of want a sweet. I needed something delicious to like eat like a piece of chocolate in bed or something like that. You know, I didn't feel that. I was like, oh, it's time to brush my teeth. I'm done with the sweet feel taste in my mouth, you know, that like residual taste. And it just was like, so it felt very like intuitive, I got to say. So
that's awesome.
That was a good moment. How about you? What was yours?
Mine also came from yesterday. We went to our friend's wedding yesterday and beautiful wedding. I like beautiful wore wedding. A beautiful wedding. Love it. And I wore a dress and I was feeling like very, very heavy. But I just sort of like went and tried to not think about what I looked like during the wedding. Because like, what would be the point?
Right. What does it matter?
And I just like, I came home. I was so excited to take off my shoes because like my feet hurt from existing, you know. But yeah, no, I feel like it wasn't really a focus of mine during the wedding. Like I wasn't body checking like really that much that I could notice. And I just sort of like went and then it was
over.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. I mean, yeah, I kind of like did something really awkward. Like somebody was like, oh, you look good. Like for being pregnant. And I was like, I look fine, but thanks. I couldn't take a compliment. I was like,
right. It's I look sort like of shit, like,
but thanks for lying to me.
Right. It's sort of like, it almost feels like, oh, so you're surprised that I looked, that I looked fine. Like, That to you it looks good.
But I'm still thinking about me saying that. I don't, like, obviously, you know, when you think you say something stupid and you just like repeat it in your head for like 25 years.
It's not that stupid. No, I would have said the same thing. But
it was funny. Like I would laugh at myself after. I was like, who says shit like that? But I just, it was just weird. It was just, I don't know why I said that. I was like, I look fine, but to keep your compliments. I don't know.
That's really funny. But,
good wins.
Who said it to you?
It was the bride.
Oh.
Like, no, because I was like, funnier. You look beautiful. She's like, you look great. I'm like, I look fine, please.
Like you don't have to reciprocate in this situation.
We don't need to compare our notes here.
At the moment, you know, please. Especially at this moment.
Yeah. But she did look beautiful. I loved her dress. Anyway.
Yeah, loved her dress.
That was, yeah. So those were great wins. I'm proud of us and I'm proud of Bikini Betch. And that's it for today's non-scale wins. You know how else I'm winning this week? By using Nivea Nourishing Body Wash. Seriously, my skin is so soft, even after just one shower, and people are noticing too. It makes me feel good all around and I'll take the compliments. So try it for yourself right now by visiting Amazon or your local drugstore.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there and I've even made a few purchases from there and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Should we do a Dear DST?
It is time for Dear DST. Okay, do you want me to read it this time?
Sure.
You know, I'd switch things up, get crazy here?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. First of all, I just want to say that I love your podcast and I've listened to every episode. For a while, I thought I was so alone in my unhealthy relationship with food and find comfort listening to your podcast every week and knowing I am not alone. I just started down my intuitive eating journey after years of having constant anxiety over food and working out. The beginning of quarantine being the worst, as that's all I felt I could control. My question to you both is, how does alcohol play in intuitive eating? As we all know, after a few too many drinks, it's hard not to have late night munchies and find yourself 5 slices of pizza deep. How do you stay mindful while drinking? And then, of course, I find myself eating my worst and feeling like a bottomless pit when I'm hungover. Not to mention how bloated and puffy I feel after a night of drinking. How have you two dealt with drinking while on your intuitive eating journey? Sincerely, an overserved betch.
Interesting question.
I have my answer.
What's your answer?
My answer is it's not learning to eat intuitively after you're drinking a shit ton. It's one, if you're drinking a shit ton, not to feel guilty about eating a shit ton, because really you shouldn't technically, not should, but like I would work on drinking more intuitively and not drinking so much so often, because it doesn't really help your life. Like it doesn't help work. You feel like shit all the time. Like I drank so much in college and I was just a disaster. And it's true. Like you can't help munchies. Like I'm not going to give you hacks about like, oh, keep yogurt in your fridge so you go for that.
No.
Like I used to keep yogurt in my fridge and like fucking peanut butter, like not whatever, the healthy shit. And then I would go across the street to 7-Eleven and get like a mac and microwavable mac and cheese every night. So like it doesn't really work. So I would just, you know, challenge you to think about your drinking habits instead. But if you don't feel like doing that yet, you're not ready, which I get, you know, if I don't know how young you are, what you are in your life. I wouldn't judge yourself too much about the munchies, because you end up sort of feeling bad about yourself and then drinking more and then eating more. And it just becomes a vicious cycle. And I can tell you that from very close personal experience. So that's my answer. Sammy, agree or disagree?
Agree. I think that's a really good answer. I was going to say that, like, she didn't say how much she drinks really, yeah, or like how, because it's not about how much you drink once in a while.
Totally.
Because like if you once every week or two, I don't, you know what, when you ask the doctor, they're like once a week is too much, but whatever. But okay, this isn't, let's say it's an occasional thing. It's not a daily thing that you're drinking and experiencing the cycle. Then it's like, okay, I would say Aileen's advice, like, just don't be too worried is good. But if you're drinking, like, every day or every other day, then, yeah, you're going to, like, continue this cycle because of the drinking. Mm-hmm. And my only thing that I would recommend, if you want to, and, like, I'm not saying you have to or you must, like, anything like that, but if you want to experiment with how your life might change without drinking, maybe try for like a week or 2 weeks with going without drinking, seeing how like you settle into a new routine without this cycle. Like see if your sleep habits change. Maybe when you wake up in the morning, you feel like you can go for a walk or you can work out. There might have other effects that might feel pleasant, that might, I don't know how much she's starting with drinking. So it might cause you to be like, oh, maybe I want to cut back a little bit or cut back the quantity with the frequency. Again, like it's hard to tell.
I think it's about, like for me, like when I obviously wasn't pregnant, like some weeks I would drink more, but I wasn't drinking more per time. Maybe I was drinking more often. Intuitive drinking comes in when I'm thinking about like, I know myself, I can't drink more than two drinks a night because A, I start saying stupid shit and B, I like get a little bit out of control. And if I choose to have a third drink, I know what I'm going in for. And if that third drink will cause me to have some munchies later, I'm welcoming that. You know, it's sort of just being like more like precise with your decisions. And sometimes those nights you can't be that precise. You're just like, yeah, fuck it. Let's drink a bottle. Let's drink another bottle. But like, I think just limiting those nights or just being more mindful of how often you have those nights and just thinking about if you want to scale down that and think more about quality over quantity, because that's how I try to approach drinking. I'm a snob when it comes to wine now and martinis, yeah, but I like that about myself. So, that's my advice. But feel, I think, you, ask Rusty what is a big pet peeve. is that after a night of drinking or something like that, he'll just be like, ugh, you're going to talk about your puffy face again. I'll be like, yeah, my face looks so puffy. He's like, stop it.
Yeah, it definitely like has a lot of effects other than just like being drunk at the time.
Totally, totally, which is usually fun. Anyway, good luck, overserved batch. Let us know how it goes. We're here for you. And as usual, emails your dear DST, emails your non-scale wins at dst@betches.com. And you can also DM them to us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. You can share how you're feeling at Diet Starts Tomorrow as well. You can share how you're feeling at Sammy and Aileen, or two at Sammy, two at Aileen. And rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, tell your roommate, please, about this show.
Right.
Tell your significant other, tell your best friend, tell your group chat, and
tell your enemy,
tell your frenemy. And as usual, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.